Once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, and we have a wonderful program for you today. We're talking about relationships and how do we bring our relationship to the next level, to the divine level, to the sacred level, in light of so much divorce and so many problems that we see in relationships all around us. My guests today are Janae and Barry Weinhold, PhDs, husband and wife team, and co-founders of the Carolina Institute for Conflict Resolution and Creative Leadership. They're the co-authors of 31 books, including The Flight from Intimacy, which deals with counterdependency, and then also the book on codependency, which is Breaking Free of the Codependency Trap. Welcome back, Barry and Janae. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about counterdependency and how that's different, but also the other side of codependency and what we need to really look at so that we can break free of those chains, if for example.
Right. Well, as we talked about in the codependency issue, I mean, making that list of the things you didn't get and just taking a look at those and saying, well, gee, you know, what can I do? What actions can I take now to get those things in my relationships? And one of them we said was to ask 100% of the time for your partner if your partner doesn't typically offer those things and you still want them. And then on the other side, the counterdependent list were the things that you got as a child that really you found now as an adult didn't do you much good and in fact may have been harmful to being intimate with your partner. In fact, it gets in the way of your intimacy. And so what you need to do about that is
give us an example of that, Barry. Give us an example.
What's that?
Give us an example of one of those counterdependent behaviors that you might have had in childhood that gets in the way.
Well, if you were punished or shamed for, you know, some kind of independent behavior, or people didn't understand your needs during that first 3 years, particularly from about age 7 months to 3 years, and you then had suffered some hurts, we call them narcissistic wounds. When you get into a relationship and it gets close, you begin to be afraid that something similar to that's going to happen again. And so you kind of get your guard up, and it's often very hard to be in an intimate relationship with your guard up all the time. And so we see that kind of, you know, range of behaviors that people do to protect themselves from getting hurt is what needs to be dealt with in order for more intimacy and the divine.
So it could be picking the wrong person, or picking somebody who won't give you the love back, or picking someone who's unavailable. It could be all of that.
Yeah. I mean, it could be that you pick somebody who, in some ways, and this is back to family patterns, frequently, if you haven't looked at your family patterns, you will likely pick somebody who fits those family patterns and is unconsciously been chosen to help you work them out. I mean, we don't see that as a negative thing. We think that's positive in a way if you know what you're working with. And yeah, there are some people that obviously you can't control your partner. If your partner entered the relationship with another kind of agreement, they wanted you to be a certain way and do a certain thing, and if you weren't, they would reject you. That may have been a poor choice, but you didn't know that because possibly your family patterns blinded you from that, and you picked those kind of people. So if you begin to understand that and begin to say, oh, I see why I picked this person, I'm not going to do that again, and you don't.
Another factor, though, I think, is that people are attracted to partners who carry the best of their mother and the best of their father, and that's what we sort of fall in love with. And then after we are with that person for a while, we find out that they also have a lot of the patterns and behaviors that remind us of the worst of our mother and the worst of our father. And that's where the work is. Because I think these are really karmic issues. These are spiritual issues. They're not just like little psychological things. They're really issues that are holding us back in our spiritual development. And so I think we assign meaning to them that says it's moving me toward the experience of the divine, then people are like, well, then they must be worth doing, but it without that higher meaning, people just look at it and say, oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we need to look at is how we can reframe that so that we don't look at it as a lot of work, but we all realize that we come in with these certain patterns and we have to work on them.
That's right. And that's sometimes a big realization for people that, that this is what's really going on, that, that you're not married to the wrong person or isn't a bad person. It's just you have these patterns.
So in the few minutes we have left, what would you like to leave our listeners with? What are some practical tips of people who are in stuck relationships, just some practical things that, that they can do?
Well, the first thing that I would do is ask the person to look at how many times they use the word you or they. Because as long as people are thinking that it's the other person and it's outside of themselves, they're not going to be responsible. That's really what the whole secret and the law of attraction was about, is saying, I'm drawing this to me for a reason, for a very good reason. And it's my job to figure out what the purpose is and to use it in a meaningful way. That way I'm not a victim. I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. I'm actually taking action that frees me. And that being,
could that also apply to people who are single, who are attracted to people who really are, ultimately aren't good for them? You know, to be able to look at that and say, okay, you know, this isn't right. Either that person isn't good for me emotionally, or they're not available, or if they're available, they're abusive, or they're aloof, or whatever. But what can I learn from this? I know this isn't what I need long term, but what is it I'm gaining? What is it I'm not, so I can move on? What do you think of that? Because otherwise we tend to really blame ourselves.
Right. And if you can see that what you're doing is a way of showing you information, it's a way of revealing your wounds to you, that if you hang out in that space and you look at why you're doing what you're doing, you'll learn something really important, and it gets you away from the judgment and shame and all the negative self-talk that really stops the learning. That's a really healthy attitude, Patricia.
Yeah, we generally say that there are no mistakes, that we pick people for reasons. Sometimes we're not aware what they are, but we're trying to learn something from that. And actually, the natural learning style of human beings is to repeat something over and over again until we understand it. And so if we have to do this two or three times till we really get it, we'll do that. But the quicker you understand it, then the less likely you have to do that again.
Go ahead, and then we're going to have to close. Go ahead.
My philosophy, Patricia, is that you need to do this as many times as you need to do it in order to learn what it is you need to learn.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you both coming on. You know, you talk about relationships in a very loving way. You're not Pollyanna about it. You're not saying that it's simple, but you're saying that it's doable and that we can create the divine in our lives. Thank you both for coming on the program, Janae and Barry. And I want to tell folks that they should log on to Weinholds.org, Weinholds.org. Janae and Mary Weinhold give workshops in North Carolina and across the country. So do take a look at what they're doing, and they write prolifically in some wonderful things on relationships. Janae and Barry Weinhold, husband and wife team, PhD, and co-founders of the Carolina Institute for Conflict Resolution and Creative Leadership. Folks, remember, as I always say when I end each program, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, for Positive Living, I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. Have a wonderful Monday and a great week.